Turn on the mic.
I'm trying to turn mine off.
Right.
There we go.
All right. Thank you. I'm Robert. In fact, I'm proud to be a teacher, and I wish my mom had named me teacher at the childbirth. However, the challenges that teachers face, like me, are so much that it is very difficult to encounter. These numerous challenges include the physical safety and exclusivity. What I mean by this is that in the schools, there are several attacks which are launched on the schools. Not only in the data context, we look at it globally. We see in Nigeria how the schools are attacked and the teachers abducted, students abducted, killed, maimed. We see in South Sudan, we see in Uganda, we see in several states like Somalia, Syria, and everywhere. Those things are taking place within the schools. But the leaders turn their deaf ears and they look at it as a needle dropped in the sand. Not only that, we look at the human resources that are killed, but nobody take care of that one. And the teachers are there to lead the world, to model the world, and to transform the world. But you don't think about them. What do we do? It is upon you to think about now, not tomorrow. Again, we look at this as, in the side of the payment, teachers are always low. Most of the payment which is done, the budget done, the large budgetary assignment is given in different sectors, ignoring the teachers who are the backbone of the community. What should they do? Think about it now, not tomorrow. You find an example, if we look at the Southern Sudan, this is a recent report by the UNHCR. You find in the Sudan context, Southern Sudan, a teacher earns within $5 to $22 a month. Imagine, what about the MP, how much the MP takes? Think about it now, not tomorrow, and we change our mind. We look at in the Syria, you find teachers take within $40 to $80 per month. What about the MPs and the ministers? Now, in the Dadaab context where I come from, a teacher takes $80 a month. What is that? Can it sustain? As a teacher who has family members, that one is too little. Not only that, the difference between the teachers, a refugee teacher and the national teacher, we find there is too big gap, that a national teacher has to earn between $700 to $900, while the refugee teacher earns only $80. And the workload is the same. Is that not exclusivity? Think about it now, not tomorrow, and we change our mind. Look at that. We see in the context of the infrastructure, the structures within the school is very poor and very few. So the children in the class are compact, within 90 to 200 in one class, one teacher, very few teachers. Why don't you think? We look for the budget, we bring more teachers on board, we construct more classrooms so that we move forward. We are talking about Vision 2030 to educate the world. If we don't take that direction, how do we educate it? If we don't take that direction, how do we educate the young children? So we are only deceiving them. We are not teaching them. And we don't want to cheat, we want to teach as teachers. Think about this now. Not tomorrow. We have poor environment that a teacher faces. A teacher does not have enough time to interact with the learners, to interact with the society because of the insecurity, because of the transport, because of a lot of issues that a teacher needs to fit in. But you find teachers cannot do it because their hands are tied up. It is you, the leaders, who have to come up and think about it now so that we sort this problem now and for all. Think about the teachers first before you think other sector. Don't think about the military, but think about the teachers. Teachers are the backbone of every society. I'm proud to be a teacher, and I want you also to be proud to be a teacher so that we move forward in this world currently, now, tomorrow, and forever. Thank you.